Jim Wallace of the Gun Owners Action League does not believe that further regulation would prevent tragedies like what happened in Colorado.
We've got enough gun control, especially here in Massachusetts, and it's unfortunately proven here in Massachusetts to be highly ineffective. Ever since the gun laws were passed here in 1998, gun crime has actually gone up. So it hasn't helped us at all here in Massachusetts. Even law-abiding gun owners here find it very difficult to understand the laws and what's expected of them.
Wallace believes the key to preventing these kinds of shootings is paying attention to the people around us.
You take, apparently, this person out in Colorado amassing not just the guns, but everything else that he apparently had. Again, you hear everybody that says, it doesn't sound like him. What's going on? The same thing with Virginia Tech, that, the person down there that committed that horrible crime, was actually known by several people. Fort Hood, it's always somebody that's out on the edge that doesn't apparently seem to other people to be dangerous, but in the long run, they find out that they should have been paying attention to the warning signs.
John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence says the actions of James Holmes illustrate the need for legislation over observation.
He legally bought 3,000 or 6,000 rounds of ammunition. He legally bought a military-style assault weapon. Police officers carry service revolvers with 13 rounds. Congress says it's okay for criminals and terrorists and gang members to carry assault weapons with 100 rounds. What is wrong with us as a country?
Rosenthal would resurrect the federal assault weapon ban that lapsed 8 years ago.
You go back to every mass shooting and they all use assault weapons and high-capacity magazine clips. And between 1994 and 2004, when the federal ban on assault weapons was in effect, there was a 66% reduction in those weapons showing up in crime, those 19 weapons that were banned showing up in crime. So the assault weapon ban worked.
No federal legislation is on the horizon. Lana Jones, WBZ News Radio 1030.